Anxiety. Have you heard about anxiety? Dwelling on the past gives you depression. Thinking too much about the future gives you anxiety. I suffer from anxiety. I've suffered from anxiety ever since I can remember, really. Many years before I was diagnosed with anxiety. I remember suffering from it. I remember having a panic attack on my way to a therapist to talk about my anxiety. I had an anxiety attack. So it was something I couldn't even talk about for a very long time. So I think I definitely get it. I understand. I've had many different types and yeah, many different types of anxiety attacks and panic attacks that I know I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert on anything, but I do feel like I can. Benji's like itching his paws and like licking. But I do feel, let's get comfortable in this hammock, shall we? Okay. I do feel capable of talking about it in a way that I have learned through my experiences. I've learned what it is, how to deal with it, how to necessarily come to a control of it. You know, I really do think anxiety is an uncontrollable feeling, like as a definition. I've never even looked it up, what a definition of anxiety it is, but I would describe it as an uncontrollable feeling that comes overwhelmingly and you can't control it, right? And I want to talk about it because, yes, it's an uncontrollable feeling. Yes, it comes. Yes, it is a disease per se. Maybe I'm using that word wrong, but you know, it is a something that you can be diagnosed with. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, because you know, you kind of suffer from it and you've had so many episodes of it, or maybe you even had one panic attack in your life, and that's already enough for you to learn from it and not have it anymore. I do believe it's something that you can learn from and you can obtain tools to control it and minimize the symptoms. Let's say that you are in traffic. And no, let's say I need to get better with examples, but let's say that you're in an elevator and the elevator stops. I've never been on the situ in this situation, but I feel like I would have to use my tools to mentally get out of it. So let's say that you're stuck in an elevator, the elevator stops. There is, I don't know, 10 other people inside this elevator with you, and you know, you realize that the elevator stopped, that is stuck. And you're gonna be stuck there for a while. So then your mind starts spiraling and it starts just thinking awful thoughts and, you know, trigger warning, right? You are going through this, it's triggering to you. So your mind starts and your mind wanders and your mind spirals and negative thoughts come about, and then all of a sudden your heart starts beating fast and your palms get sweaty and maybe you have a headache or your head starts throbbing and you get a little dizzy and your vision gets gets blurry, and you know, you start to kind of tumble, and you already don't know which way is up, which way is down, what's left, what's right. You can't formulate a sentence, you know, that's a panic attack. Okay, I'm here to tell you that if you are aware that you are prone to getting them, that if put in a situation, in outside circumstances, or maybe even inside circumstances in your mind, may put you in that situation, and you feel that, in the beginning of my description was, you feel those thoughts coming in and blah, 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 and then phase two happens, and phase three, and then your hands get sweaty, phase four, and then it just starts, like, then, and all of a sudden you fainted, or you know, you vomited, or you shit your pants, or, you know, I've heard different friends describe it differently to me. I faint. I've vomited before as well, but from anxiety, but typically I get dizzy and I faint. And but so if you are aware that you're prone to this, and if you are aware, so let's back up, you're in that elevator and then it all stops. As soon as you realize it stops, grab those tools that you have already set up that has never left your mind. Grab the tools. What are the tools? The tools, my tools, for example, my tools are water. I have water around me all the time. Water. Water grounds me. It's water is a resource tool for me to fight panic attacks 100% by drinking it. Actually, I'm getting thirsty right now. Are you drinking water? Have you drank water today? Water is amazing. Okay. So water is a great tool for me. Another great tool is honestly, breathing, three big breaths, five big breaths. Sometimes you stop counting, if you know what I'm saying, another great tool for me is to say calm, the word calm in my mind, calm, I'm calm, you're calm. You're in control. Calm. Just calm. The word calm. And I picture it in my mind. Like, I picture, you know, the app Calm, like that font in blue, kind of highlighted. That's what comes to my mind visually. I'm a very visual Leo. Calm. Picturing the ocean absolutely is a tool I use. I picture the ocean. My sister actually taught me that one. She said to me one day, she said, picture the ocean. When I told her, I don't feel good. And when I'm like, and if you know me, if I say that out loud to you, I don't feel good. I'm already like on my fifth tool, like, you know, in my mind, if I actually verbalize it and I am, you know, asking you for help, I have already used my resources, and I'm calling a friend, right? Like, so yes, picturing the ocean helps. It's a resource that I use. It's a tool in my little toolbox. I have so many. It really depends where I'm at, but the fifth one is sitting down, putting my head between my knees helps me. If I'm doing that, I am about to faint. And all of this happens simultaneously too. I can say calm and already be putting my head between my knees, right? I can be breathing and already do that. I can be picturing the ocean and be breathing at the same time. Oh, counting. Is definitely a resource I use. There is, you know, so that is what I'm saying. Once you are aware that you have triggers and you suffer from anxiety, or that may happen to you. Because I also don't like to tell people, or to say, even tell myself, right, that, oh, Diandra, you suffer from anxiety. No. You've experienced many anxiety attacks. Therefore, you are aware that you may experience them again. Therefore, you bring a toolbox with you everywhere you go. So that's the beautiful thing. And that goes in conjunction to knowing yourself, caring for yourself, loving yourself, you know. So what's in your toolbox? Please let me know, because I would love to add more tools to my toolbox. And hopefully if one of the tools I mention helps you, please let me know. I would love to know. It would really, like, it would make my day, like, seriously. So yeah, I mean, you know, and it just helps having that toolbox, having that, you know, and when you're successful at it, when an anxiety attack doesn't happen, when a panic attack doesn't happen, because you used and you tapped into those resources and your toolbox that you have, that's a beautiful thing, because you come out of it so proud of yourself. You're like, wow, I did it. I felt anxiety coming in. I felt it knocking on the door. And I said, no, bitch, I'm in control of this. Not you, anxiety. Right? Oh, yes. I just thought of something. Prayer. To me, prayer helps. Prayer helps. Start, like, praying, like, and God, I'm here. God, help me. God, I'm safe. God. And repeating those words is definitely a big, big tool in my little toolbox. So, yeah, and it's, oh, another one. Oh, I keep remembering them. Looking in the up in the sky. Oh my God, looking up in the sky. I mean, my windows are always open. I'm always staring at the sky. I'm always taking pictures. Hopefully, there you can see the beautiful sky. It grounds me immediately, because you know what I think? What pops in my head is, wow, there are trillions of galaxies out there. It's unmeasurable. Is that a word? It's bigger than we can ever possibly imagine. So whatever diversity, 11:55 on the clock, whatever I am facing is so small. And my mind, because my mind is a whole universe, is so much bigger than what I'm facing. I can get myself out mentally out of any situation, which gets myself out physically out of any situation. And I believe that 1000%. I believe that. Because just looking up in the sky, you just see how freaking enormous everything is. So next time that, and I hope this never happens to you, I hope no one ever goes through, I know it's so unrealistic, but my hope is that you come out of it, even if you can't, even if you tried to use the toolbox, because believe you me, I have used that toolbox, I have tried, and I have failed many times, and I have succeeded many times. So it's about trying, it's about knowing yourself better, it's about adding tools to the toolbox, it's about, You know, maybe your toolbox is super, super heavy, but that's okay. You carry it with you because it is what you need, and mentally it helps. It helps tremendously. It helps. So I hope you liked to watch this video or hear me, and I hope you're having a wonderful day with no panic attacks, no anxiety at all. And thank you so much for watching another episode of Hammock Talks with DJ. I'm DJ. Thank you.